During Tuesday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors budget meeting, there was consideration of approving a new contract with Visit Tuolumne County for tourism marketing services. Board Chair Kathleen Half was made aware that part of the presentation would include members of the Tuolumne County staff commenting on Visit Tuolumne and the contract. Every staff member who spoke favored County Administrator Tracy Riggs' recommendation for severe, expedited budget cuts. Each one of these staff members was featured as Wednesday's KVML Newsmaker of the Day. The full unedited meeting was broadcast live on mymotherload.com. Here are the edited remarks.
Morning, Board.
Good morning.
Bill Pooley, Sheriff, Visit Tuolumne County. I understand that they bring a value to our county, our community, but when I'm being asked to free $638,000 in 9 positions, I think that you need to strike some sort of balance there. Some sort of balance needs to be struck.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Quincy Yaley, the director of the Community Development Department. Since I've been at the county for the last 6 years, I've had to tell excellent employees that their jobs were being eliminated. Today, you have an opportunity to do what us department heads are asked to do, raise revenues. I'm requesting that when you look at this year's budget and the Visitors Bureau contract, you focus on the budget 3 years from now and beyond and make a decision with respect to the budget and the contract that does not tie the hands of future boards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, members of the board. My name is Kelly Schroeder. I am your Tuolumne County Animal Control Director, Air Pollution Control Officer, Agricultural Commissioner, and Sealer of Weights and Measures. The impacts that visitors bring to our county affects our Animal Control Department and the air that we breathe. During the summer months, Animal Control has more calls throughout the county. I would be curious to know how much our population increases each summer, especially on holiday weekends. Visit Tuolumne wants to bring more and more people to our county. Our visitors keep increasing, yet our animal control staff has stayed stagnant. More visitors equal more vehicles. Carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, and hydrocarbons are released when fuel burns in internal combustion engines. These pollutants cause damage to lung tissue and can lead to and aggravate respiratory diseases such as asthma. The Visitors Bureau receives more in funds than our Animal Control Department, as well as many other county departments, which includes the Agricultural Department. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Board. Cassandra Jenneke, your district attorney. Tourism is essential to our local economy, but it also presents a remarkably unique constraint on your county departments to provide services. If you think about a family who comes here and visits, maybe to go camping, and alcohol flows free, it's a fun weekend until somebody says something wrong, and then a fight happens. That is going to involve at least 5 of your county departments, and that is going to strain our ability to offer services to individuals who only pay TOT here. They don't pay our taxes, and they come, and then they leave. Now, are all of our tourists committing crimes? Absolutely not, and that's not the implication that I'm making. But when you think about what that one incident causes, your sheriff's office goes out and investigates, arrests, and then houses that individual at the jail. They may or may not get released on pretrial release, so your probation department is serving them. Then my office gets it. We have to file the case. We have to do additional investigation. Your public defender's office may end up representing them if they're indigent. Then, if it's a felony, your probation department is going to be further involved with them after trial. It doesn't stop. We, at the DA's office, are very grateful to visit Tuolumne County. They do an incredible job of marketing Tuolumne County, but not to the tune of $2.6 million. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Dan Hawks, I'm your Chief Probation Officer. We do appreciate the work of Visit Tuolumne County and their efforts. But when I started, the joke was, come on vacation, leave on probation. And that continues to be the case. So much of our workload deals with out-of-county residents and those people that come here to visit this area. And so I support the CAO's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Chairman Half, board members, CAO Riggs, Mike Mazook, Tuolumne County Animal Control. I have positions right now that aren't filled. I have to look at my employees every year and say, we don't have enough people to do the job. You're going to have to work overtime. It's hard for me to talk to them and look at my employees in the face and tell them that our general fund budget plus the ag department's general fund budget is less than a non-governmental service. It doesn't go over very well. They'll be honest. Another department that doesn't do anything governmental is getting more than animal control. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chair Half, members of the board. Rebecca Spino, Health and Human Services Agency Director. My comments today reflect concerns with the amount of the Visit Tuolumne County contract, because the contract directly impacts the delivery of county mandated services due to the numerous frozen positions that were made to balance this budget. There's no question tourism is an important source of revenue, but tourists do not come without a cost to local services. As an example, last fiscal year, 836 calls for ambulance services were for non-residents, which is close to about 11% of the total call volume. Prior year, it was 13% of the entire call volume, and this year is trending in the same direction. So this means that there is a direct impact to local services through tourism.
Thank you. Hello.
Good afternoon. Dory Beats, your Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Today, your board is faced with difficult decisions, decisions that will impact all of us. One department is not more important than another. If we as departments have had to cut, the Visit Tuolumne budget also needs to be cut. My apologies to our friends at Visit Tuolumne, who have been great partners to not only the county, but OES. Yes, we need tourism. Yes, we want our businesses to thrive. But we must be fiscally responsible by working together to balance our budget. Increased tourism brings money to our community, but it also brings added costs that are not being covered by those visitors who add to the increase in calls for emergency services. Thank you.
Thank you.